Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, we've been talking a lot today about the Justin Fields story and what it means. But it's also recruiting time. And early signing period is going to happen Wednesday, December 19th. And here to talk with us about it is our man, Seth Emerson. And we love talking with Seth about a variety of things in regards to the Dogs.
Oh, by the way, Athletic makes a great stocking stuffer. Get that Athletic subscription for the special dog person in your life.
Well, they've got all the best guys. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm not just talking about the guys here locally, around the country, from guys that I've known for years or covered or have known for that, should I say. They've got the best guys writing for them. With that, Seth Emerson, good afternoon. Crazy 24 hours or so with this news. And I want to start there, but I also want to talk some recruiting with you because it's such a big deal with where the Dogs may end up. What do you make of this Justin Fields story? And I know, again, it has not been confirmed by the school as of yet.
Yeah, hasn't been confirmed, hasn't been denied. Justin Fields has been very quiet. So you'd think that they wouldn't just have this hang out there if there wasn't anything to it. And clearly there's something to it. My read of the situation is that Georgia wants to punt this down the road as long as they can. They're practicing right now. Justin Fields was practicing yesterday with the team, even though apparently he and his family had already decided to inform Georgia, or they already had informed Georgia that he wanted to transfer. I expect that he's practicing right now, but don't know for sure. And I think the plan at this point is for him to be with the team through the Sugar Bowl. And if you're Georgia, what you're hoping is that he's spending that time being a great teammate and realizing he truly loves Georgia and wants to stick around. On the other hand, once Justin Fields goes in that NCAA transfer portal, it's a new thing, but means if you go in there, then other schools are free to contact you. He's going to be inundated. He's going to hear from a lot of teams that are interested, and no one ever says it publicly, but, you know, privately, some schools would probably promise him a starting job, and Georgia just can't do that right now.
And that's the thing, Seth. We've had a lot of responses from Georgia fans kind of really ultimately freaking out over this. I know you've seen the same stuff on social media. I do believe there'll be more guys, and we're going to talk about some of the players in the pipeline. Do you think this hurts Georgia just because you could argue that he was mishandled or just maybe not used to the extent we thought, like a Tim Tebow, Chris Leak scenario?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely seem like they forced it this year. And when they stopped forcing it, they took off. Jake Fromm's best game was against Florida when Fields didn't get any snaps. That doesn't mean that Justin Fields isn't good. It's just they didn't figure out how to use him. Maybe with a full off season in the system and continuing to learn, Fields would have the ability to catch up to Jake Fromm and wrest the starting job from him. But, man, Jake Fromm's 23-4 as a starter. I put this in my – and he's not just along for the ride. I put this in my column last night. I went to the NCAA quarterback efficiency rating or QB rating, whatever they call it, and nationally, number one's Kyler Murray. Heard of him. Number two is Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Heard of him. Number three is Jake Fromm.
Wow.
So it's just I think Fields sees the writing on the wall. And the key thing here is what is Jake Fromm's future after next year? If Jake Fromm was such a surefire NFL prospect that he was, you know, a Matt Stafford type, or what people thought Jacob Eason would be, which was a three-year guy, then Justin Fields and his family may sit back and say, all right, you know, maybe we have to sit one more year, but the job's definitely ours, 2020 and on. But the problem is Jake Fromm is not a surefire NFL guy. You know, he might be too short for some people's liking. His arm might not be strong enough for some people's liking. So that's, I think, where this is coming from, is Justin Fields is saying, I want to go play. I want to go start. And there's just no assurance that here is the best place for it.
Seth Emerson, our guest here on Dukes and Bell, guys. Seth on the WadeFord.com hotline as we talk about the Dogs and recruiting right around the corner. The field story will play itself out, guys, one way or the other, with Justin making a decision to either stay. As I don't believe that's the case, and, you know, most people probably don't hearing this now, Seth. But let's shift gears, and if you are a quarterback that's now being recruited by Georgia, is this more attractive knowing that Fields could possibly be gone, and what are they trying to do there?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're a quarterback, if you're John Reese Plumlee, the one who's committed, but Georgia has asked him to blue shirt, which basically means don't sign but enroll in the summer. If you're John Reese Plumlee and you feel like you still feel good about that offer from Georgia and how much they want you, you're looking at this and you're going, huh, this is not bad. This is taking out the guy that was ahead of me. If you're Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback in Hawaii that James Coley, the quarterback's coach, has made two trips to see, I think this makes Georgia more attractive. And I'm feeling Georgia's kind of ramped up its recruiting and may have some other offers out there, including for 2019. It should make it more attractive for people in the following class, too, because you're looking at situation where Justin Fields is not going to be there. And, you know, the thing is, this wasn't unexpected. There's a reason that these Justin Fields rumors have been around for a while, because anytime you've got two guys with that level of talent who are separated by just 1 year,
right,
everyone can look at a depth chart, everyone can look at playing time and say, is this going to work? DJ Shockley even told me when I talked to him in the preseason about this, he said, it's a different world now. Like, you know, everyone points to DJ Shockley and what a great dog he was and for doing what he did. And he does deserve that credit. But it's a different world now. Guys don't wait around. And that Justin Fields, in all likelihood, isn't right. going to do that. Now, I'm not going to close the door. I'm not going to say he's definitely gone. He's not gone until he's gone. We've seen Kirby Smart. He has some very good persuasive powers. I didn't think Nick Chubb and Sonny Michel had any chance of returning for their senior year, and they did.
Right.
It obviously is headed in the other direction here with Justin Fields.
It is our man Seth Emerson, guys, from The Athletic. Great job. Get The Athletic for your Christmas gift, why don't you, and enjoy. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Said the same thing earlier. I agree with you 100%, Seth. I mean, Fromm has just elevated his game. I don't think he's like, shorter. I don't think he's as short as Drew Brees. I think this guy, if he keeps on this level, he'll be an NFL quarterback. I know some people feel he's, you know, middle-round pick. Either way, you're going to still have quarterbacks rolling in, and they wouldn't have sent two trips to Hawaii about Gabriel if they didn't really anticipate this. It's not like Kirby and his staff got blindsided by Fields, right?
No, I think they knew. And the talk about them looking for a second quarterback in this class began about halfway through this season. And once I started to hear that talk, that they were looking for another one, your antenna went up. You know, maybe there was a meeting, maybe there wasn't, but just – you know, coaches know. They get that sense. Like I said, everyone had to know this was a possibility. I wasn't floored when I saw the report last night because the rumors had been really ticking up the last 24, 48 hours. And in the locker room after the SEC championship, I asked Fields about his future, and I was right there when he was asked even more directly, and he didn't close the door. The question to him was actually, can you end the speculation about you transferring? And he didn't do that. He didn't basically acknowledge it. He answered it fairly well. He answered it, frankly, the way Jacob Eason did last year, which means that it was in his mind.
Hey, here's the thing about the team right now. You've got a lot of underclassmen. I mean, the good news is you've got a lot of the future is still bright. Obviously, for Georgia, the recruiting class may be one or two. What about this wide receiver core next year moving forward? I mean, is Demetrius Robertson going to have an impact? Obviously, we saw Holloman become the man this year.
Yeah, to be decided. Let's see what happens recruiting-wise with Jaden Hazelwood. A lot of talk that field status might be tied to Hazelwood. I've heard that's not necessarily the case. We'll let that play out. I don't think we're going to have resolution on that one tomorrow from what I hear. It sounds like he'll make his commitment publicly at this All-Star game in early January, but then early enroll. But also we're waiting to see what McCole Hardman and Riley Ridley do. They're definitely thinking about the NFL. So I don't know that both of them would go. One of them could go, or they both could stay. They're very much in the air. The one that, if I had to bet, if any Georgia players leave, it would be Isaac Nauta. But that one's not even certain yet either. I mean, he was out there practicing yesterday too.
Seth, what's it going to take to get Hazelwood? This kid is special. I think he, you know, and it's no secret. I mean, anybody that's following recruiting, the kid catches the game-winning touchdown in the state championship, and you go, whoo, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've probably shown with the way they've thrown it this year that they're a little bit more of an aired-out offense, despite all the talk about being a run-oriented, physical team. But yeah, I mean, you don't know what these kids are doing, what they're looking for. I think the guy that people may not be talking about enough is Dominic Blaylock. I did a big story on him and his lineage, but how, you know, he was raised by people, you know, his mother and stepfather and brothers and everything. He's a five-star that people haven't talked about because he committed 2 years ago and there's been just no drama around him. So he projects into that Mecole Hardman, Terry Godwin kind of slot receiver, but can also go outside and do stuff kind of stuff too. So, and they've got some other, you mentioned Demetrius Robertson. Didn't happen for him this year, but you know, he was a five star for a reason, and maybe he just needed a full off season in the system. So we'll see. We'll see. I think they're in pretty good shape at receiver, no matter what Ridley and Hardman do, but I think they would much rather Ridley and Hardman come back.
It is Seth Emerson, guys from The Athletic, talking about a big day today for Georgia as, again, still nothing confirmed, but all indicators pointing that Justin Fields will be on somebody else's team next year.
He gone.
Seth, what about SEC championship hangover? We've seen Alabama. Kirby was on that staff that lost to both Oklahoma and Utah. I mean, can Georgia get their head right for this game?
Yeah, I mean, it would probably be good to not have these distractions going on. Yeah, I mean, I get back to you make a good point about Alabama had some games where they just weren't into it. 2 years ago, Georgia was able to get up for it and win the Liberty Bowl when you would have thought, you know, there's a excuse to kind of pack it in. He's proven himself as a motivator. They haven't had that trouble, really. They've obviously had a stinker each year, each of the last 2 years. At Auburn, at LSU, but I don't know. I mean, I just think Georgia ultimately has too much for Texas. As a proud graduate of the University of Maryland, unaware that we have a football program, I just know that Texas lost to Maryland. I know it was a long time ago, but still. So I think Georgia is going to have less motivation than Texas. They're probably going to have less fans rolling around Bourbon Street than Texas. There's going to be more excitement among the Texas fan base.
Right.
I got an email today saying that like 53% of the tickets on some market are going to Texas fans, or at least from Texas.
We travel well.
Yeah. So, yeah, but ultimately Georgia's still talented. So if Texas is at like 90% of regular season motivation and Georgia's at like 60 to 75%, that still might be enough for Georgia to win the game.
All right, guys, in review, we did hear the word from at least there's an impression that there's still a slim chance that Fields could stay. So if you're a Georgia fan, go on social media and beg him to stay. Don't be snarky. Don't be talking about, can't believe these kids are leaving. Well, if you were the number one prospect of the country, you might have some options too. You know what I mean? Real quick, Seth, Florida State, Ohio State, Oklahoma, all of the above for Fields.
I'm sure that all of those programs. I do know that I've in the vast empire that The Athletic is building up, I have spoken to, I've heard from beat writers at each of those three institutions today, as in
right,
know, where you know for in some form, but more as in like let's you know not as in like oh I hear it's happening here, more like all right, we need to get ready to follow this and that kind of thing. Yeah, let's see where he goes first, or you know, just make sure that he is on the way out. And the very interesting part of it is going to be eligible for 2019. That's something that they're pushing for, and it'll be really first. We'll find out whether he's definitely leaving, and if he is, then we'll be interested to see how it plays out as far as whether he'll be eligible right away.
Seth, great job. Continue the great job for The Athletic. Read his stuff, guys. If you don't have a subscription, get one. Seth Emerson, happy holidays, man. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.